Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, where tonight we're going over something pretty damn special and near and dear to my heart. We're going to be talking about an anime. First and foremost, my name is Nick, as you all know by now, and we're going to be talking about an anime that's near and dear to my heart. A show that has been a part of my life for, 25-ish years, almost 25 to 30 years in my life. And that would be the anime known as Pokemon. Now, as basically the entire world knows by now, the newest Pokemon Journeys, or Pokemon 2019, as I call it, has been airing since 2019, and day in and day out, that's them texting me right now to shut the fuck up about this Pokemon episode, but I'm going to be talking about it. So I've been watching the show day in and day out, and come Friday on, I believe the date was Friday the 11th, the newest episode just dropped, featuring the finale of the championship battle between Ash and Leon, or Dandy, as they call him in Japanese. So we'll just go by the English. We'll go by the English names for the time being. So Ash versus Leon. Now, this 2019 version of Pokemon was supposed to be based around the Sword and Shield games, which it kind of was based around the Sword and Shield games, but it also tied up a lot of loose ends that Ash had with other characters in the anime. Such as Dawn and Serena and some other characters as well. But the show really did focus on that Sword and Shield aspect, where Leon was the number one trainer in the entire world. And you kind of didn't get that with the games. The games, it was like you go to different gyms and you battle these gym leaders, and then you get the right, after battling those gym leaders, to fight Leon, who's the number one trainer in the world. Well, the anime took it a different step. In a different route, where you had this Masters tournament, or you had this tournament, and you had to work your way up the ranks to eventually get into individual classes, such as Master class and Champion class, etc., etc. So that's what Ash did in this, I think it was like 130 something episodes. In these 138 episodes, Ash went from being ranked like 9,000, let's just say like 10,000, to finally being ranked 8th and being in the championship class, battling other champions, because Ash is the Alola champion. Like, say what you want, Ash is an Alola champion, battling other trainers, other champions, such as, here comes the spoilers, ladies and gentlemen, defeating Steven in the first round of this tournament, and then eventually defeating Cynthia, one of my favorite characters in the show and in the games as well, defeating Cynthia as well. And then he also defeated Iris along the way. He had a couple good battles with Iris, and eventually fighting Leon in the championship match. Now, you may be thinking, like Nick, it's Pokemon. Like, what kind of an impact could this show have? Well, let me tell you something. I've been locked into this series for quite some time, and to start, and I was very interested to see where the show would go in regards to like what Ash will do, because as we all know, this Friday, I believe the 18th, is when the new Pokemon Violet and Scarlet comes out. So there have been hints and tips and drops and shit of whether this will be Ash's final farewell or final tour, and I always thought like there's no way or whatever, but. We'll keep that on the back burner for now, but then we get to this battle between Ash and Leon. And Ash has got a pretty stacked team. He's got Gengar, he's got Lucario, he's got Dragonite, he's got Pikachu, of course, he's got Sirfetch'd, and he's got Dracovish. Going up against Leon, who has oh my god, Cinerace, who has Inteleon, who has Rillaboom, who has Mr. Rhyme, who is my sister's, one of my sister's newest favorite Pokemon, and Mr. Rhyme. Shout out to Mr. Rhyme. Dragapult, and of course Charizard, who is his first partner. So as the battle goes along, these two fight each other, this, that, and the other, both really focusing on pure strength over, you know, any other tactics. Like Ash's battle with Cynthia was a lot more tactical from Cynthia's standpoint. And Ash had to be, you know, Ash had to think like outside the box on how to beat her in certain aspects. Whereas this was like honestly a heavyweight boxing match where these two trainers just went blow for blow with each other. And everything leading up to the episode that just aired was very, very good. But the newest episode was just it was honestly spectacular. It was honestly one of the best Pokemon battles that I've ever witnessed, when the battle just came down to Ash's Pikachu versus Leon's Charizard. Now, the battle itself was beautiful. It was awesome. You could feel the intensity. You could feel the passion coming from both of these characters. Pikachu hitting Charizard with Iron Tail. Charizard hitting Pikachu with Ancient Power. Fire Blast. Flamethrower. Pikachu with Thunderbolt. Electroweb. Both Pokemon, you know, with their backs against the wall. And then we see Pikachu getting thrown to the ground, and Charizard, you know, Leon calls out Fire Blast for Charizard, and Pikachu tries to get a Thunderbolt off, but he takes the Fire Blast straight up. And I'm watching this and I'm looking and I'm like, okay, like the Pokemon Facebook really ruined it because they announced a big spoiler about it. But I was like, all right, I'm just going to watch it and enjoy it anyway. So the part that was really fucking beautiful to me is you see Pikachu pass out. You see Pikachu breathing heavy. He's breathing. They cut to Ash. Ash is just like kind of in like shocked. He doesn't know what to do. And then Pikachu, from your point of view, Pikachu passes out. Boom, hits the floor. And you just hear Ash scream out Pikachu. It then cuts to a black screen, and you hear Ash just go, "Oh my God, Pikachu, you're so cute. You're such a cute Pokemon." And then and now here come the waterworks. I'm going to start crying again. It goes back to Ash and Pikachu's first meeting, and like a black screen. It's just like Ash and Pikachu's first meeting, and then you see Pikachu's lightning comes out of his mouth, and then. You see Bulbasaur's face come into the picture, and then you see Squirtle with the Squirtle Squad glasses on, and then you see Charizard like just in Pikachu's field of vision, and Pikachu wakes up and he's surrounded by Bulbasaur, he's surrounded by Charizard, he's surrounded by Squirtle with the Squirtle Squad glasses. But then in slides Butterfree and Ash's original Butterfree, Pidgeot, Kingler, and all of Ash's Pokemon from the Kanto region, the Tauros, the Snorlax, the Lapras, the Primeape, which was a giant fucking surprise to me. To show homage to the boy Primeape, one of my favorite Pokemon, was really, like, honestly, really brought me to tears. The Pokemon, like I said, Pokemon really did me dirty with ruining this episode of Pokemon, but when I saw that, and then they showed his Johto Pokemon cheering on Pikachu and his Hoenn and Sinnoh and his Pokemon that Ash had caught from every region, just cheering Pikachu on was really it really hit hard for me. And then eventually Ash coming up to Pikachu and, you know, just saying, "Pikachu, like, I believe in you, like, let's do this." And eventually Pikachu wakes up, they get more pumped up, the animation gets crazy, the music gets fired up, they play the original This is why I'm looking forward to the English version of this, because they played the original Japanese opening song, like the original Japanese song. So I'm going to assume they're going to play the original English song once it comes out in English. So I'm really looking forward to that. But the animation gets better, the music gets better. Pikachu and Charizard fight each other. They go, they butt heads, and then boom, it cuts to commercial. And again, this is where Pokemon ruins it for me, because it cuts to a scene and it's Pikachu waking up in a hospital bed. And it's just Ash going, Pikachu, I was really impressed with what you did out there. Like, you were awesome, blah, blah, blah. Your last attack was amazing. And Pikachu's like worried, because he's like, oh shit, did I like lose the fight? And then it cuts to the battle where Pikachu and Charizard connect heads. Pikachu ends up headbutting Charizard a little bit harder, and then Charizard eventually passes out, and Ash becomes the new champion of the world. And the tears just didn't, I knew Pokemon sent out a tweet, they sent out a Facebook status that Ash had become the world champion, and I was just overcome with, I'm about to cry right now too. I was just overcome with tears and happiness, because Ash always, because Ash was always like ridiculed, and he always got the shit into the stick, because I posted a Twitter, I'm actually crying right now. I posted a Twitter status about it. That Ash for these 25 years has always been ridiculed because he wasn't a good, like, he quote unquote wasn't a good trainer. He wasn't smart. He was silly at times. He didn't do things by the book. He wasn't Cynthia. He wasn't Leon. He wasn't Steven. He wasn't these characters who had these great Pokemon. But what made Ash Ash is that he wasn't a good trainer because he wasn't a good trainer for training his Pokemon to be strong. He was a good trainer because while he wanted strong Pokemon, he also wanted stronger bonds with these Pokemon. Ash's bonds with his Pokemon are probably stronger than any other characters in the show. Like, yeah, you can have characters who train their Pokemon day in and day out, but unless they have that bond with their Pokemon, I just think it's just non-existent compared to what Ash has with his Pokemon. And again, I think that comes in with the writing aspect of it. But throughout the years, like, that's just who Ash is. Ash has a stronger bond with his Pokemon than he does with just training. So that's why there are times of, you know, mediocrity from his for watching him, and there are times of you know, falling up short, whether it's top four in whatever league, top eight in whatever league, finishing in runner up in whatever league, because at the end of the day, Ash knows, like, yeah, they came up short, but he's gonna try harder, he's gonna do better. He's gonna meet new friends, and that's the thing, like, he never, throughout the show, like, they never see him say, like, his Pokemon. They always call him, like, his friends. And, like, that's why this is fucking special to me. Because he wins it. He doesn't win it, like, by himself. Like, it's just, like, I won this. Like, he, like, his friends. And, like, you look at the default picture I have. Like, it's him and his Pokemon. Like, it's not just him holding the trophy. It's him and his Pokemon. Because he knows it's with them. And they know it's with him. And they're in this together. And, now you gotta put some fucking respect on his name. Oh, he's not Gary. That's the other one. He's not Gary. Well, you gotta put some fucking respect on Ash's name now. Cause he's the champ. He's the champ. And it was miraculously done. And just having, like, all of the other characters, like, watching him and cheering him on, like Misty and Brock and Celine and Iris and Serena and Dawn, like, it was great, because Go had to do his Project Mew thing, and I'm like, damn, man, like, this whole stadium is going to be rooting for Leon because Leon's the champ and Ash has nobody in his side. But then you come to realize, like, he's got a lot of people on his side. He's got Professor Oak. He's got Tracy. He's got his mom. He's got all the Pokemon back at the lab. He's got all of his friends that he met, Max and May, like, everybody. Everybody watching him was cheering him on, and that just shows, like to put the real life aspect of it, like, Ash made a lot of friends along his journey. He made connections, and that's something, like, you can, like, that's something you can use in, like, real life. Like, you can take, like, Ash is a very, like, for me, Ash is a very inspirational person. He never gives up. He always tries his best, and until he gets, like, when he wants something, he will do whatever he has to do to get it. And he's the world champ now, and I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy about that because he deserves it. That's my guy. That's my fucking guy. That's all I have to say. That's my fucking guy. And it's bittersweet. It honestly really is, because you look at all these previous series like Sun and Moon, even though he was the Alola champ, you know, X and Y and Black and White, et cetera, et cetera. And he always came up short in these tournaments and in these championships, and he just did not win. But now he won. And he won arguably the biggest championship you can. And that's the champion of the world. Like, it's not a region. It's not like, it's not, he didn't win the Kanto tournament, or he didn't win this. Like, he won. He is the number one trainer in the world by these standards. He's the number one Pokemon battler in the world. So the thing that hurts me is, what are they going to do? Is this the end of Ash? Is this the end of Ash and Pikachu? And it's kind of hard to talk about it because, like I said, Ash has been a part of my life for, you know, basically my whole life. I remember when my sister brought home a VHS, like, promo video of Pokemon, and we watched it, and I fell in love. I just love it. I love everything about Pokemon. I have every Pokemon game. I love Ash. I love Pikachu. I just love this series. And to think somebody will be in this show that's not Ash is just, it's just a very hard pill to swallow. But I think within the next couple weeks, we will see if we have to swallow that pill. I think we will. But this was arguably one of the greatest episodes of Pokemon that I've ever seen. And I think it's, I arguably think it should be up for an award. I do, like, maybe the best episode of the year or best fight of the year between Pikachu and Charizard. I don't know, but this episode had, like, maybe biggest emotional moment of the year. I don't know, but this show, this episode has to be up for some sort of award, because this episode was just that fucking brilliant. It was amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And I'm only excited to see where this show and Ash and Pikachu will go from here. I really hope they don't write him out of the show. I really don't, because it would be a fucking travesty. I wouldn't say a travesty, but I'd be very upset, because it'd be the end of a it would be the end of an era. It'd be the end of an era and the end of a legacy. And I don't know, it's just hard to think about Pokemon without Ash and Pikachu. But I'm ecstatic that he beat Leon, because I did not expect it. I did not expect it at all. And that's kind of like the run of the mill of this quick episode of the Waifus and Weebus podcast. So I just wanted to get that out there, that like this episode, like, was really, really fucking good. Put some respect on Ash's fucking name now, and all hail to the new champ and the new number one Pokemon trainer in Ash Ketchum. And that's it for this quick episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you all listening. Nice, quick, short episode. I want to thank you all listening for this to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. You know the deal. Check me out on all social media, Waifus and Weeaboos on Facebook, Waifus and Weeaboos on Twitter. You can find me, SwordSensei1, on both Twitch and on TikTok. And, of course, if you're looking for the best peekers, stickers, T-shirts, bumper stickers, whatever, use the promo code SwordSensei1 on Sukawai.com. And don't forget, if you're looking for some other great anime podcasts, make sure you check out the boys over at What Do You Say Anime. You can find them on YouTube. Great, great fucking bunch of guys and girls. Great community. Awesome. And their content is fucking phenomenal. And if you're looking for some other great podcasts as well, go on over to Geekscape.net and check it out. We will be doing a charity stream. I will be doing a review of the anime called Chainsaw Man, I believe, December 7th. Whatever that first or second Friday of December is, but I will have more information later on in my Discord. If you're not part of the Discord, go over to twitch.tv/SwordSensei1, type exclamation mark Discord in the chat, and you can join the Discord for free. That's where I post all my updates, videos, when I go live on Twitch, etc., etc. So definitely check that out. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. Next episode coming up will be my top 10 openings of the fall 2022 season. Stay tuned for that, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.